of Mapleton. And we're back here on our pregame show. Maple River head coach Chad Osterman with us here as the Eagles get set to take on a very good Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial team here tonight, and had a bit of a struggle winning in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. Got by St. Clair 58-53. And Chad, a few factors maybe on the struggling part of that. I know you beat them pretty solidly there back in December, but this was a little bit more of a challenge. This is one of those games where they just sort of kept hanging around and you couldn't separate yourself from them very much, could you?
Yeah, it was really a grind. I think part of that is, you can throw out the regular season when you come to the postseason, because game's a little bit different, possessions are a little bit bigger, and everybody's really well scouted and kind of knows what you're doing and knows what you want to do. So, and then on top of that, for us, we hadn't played in 2 weeks, so I think that was a little bit of factor. We did get off to a good start and built a 9 or 10 point lead early. And then they came back and made a couple of runs at us and took leads by 1 point in the first half and maybe once in the second half. But we could just never extend the lead. They have six seniors that all contribute a lot to their team. And anytime you have seniors in the playoffs, they're tough to get out of the playoffs. I mean, they're playing for their last games and their lives, really, to move on. And we just feel fortunate that we were able to hang on last night, or Tuesday, and look forward to playing again.
Yeah, you beat them bad, 73-45, but that was a long time ago in December. Did they throw anything different at you on Tuesday night, or
not really. They did. They were missing one of their forward center players in December, so that was a little bit of a factor. He's one of their top three players, so that was a factor in him not playing early. And then I think just the physicality of the game, and like I said, our couple of weeks off where we didn't have a game. Maybe hurt us in that game in Tuesday night. So, and give them credit. They played us well. And like I said, we're very physical with us, and it was a physical game. And, we didn't shoot the ball extremely well. Part of that maybe is just, getting back in the flow of game action. Even when we practice hard and scrimmage hard, it's difficult to simulate actual game experience. So hopefully we learn from it, and we got to wash that one down and focus on tonight's game.
Well, you'll have to play a lot better this time if you're going to try to knock off Lake Crystal. As we know, they're very good. They've had a couple of hiccups here, but by and large, they've been pretty solid through the year. You played them again, another team you played back in December. And that was fairly close, 55-47, Chad. I don't know how much you can take from that game that long ago, but what about this time around against Lake Crystal?
Well, it's going to be a big challenge for us, of course. Hopefully we're ready for it. We're definitely capable. We just got to make sure we put two really good halves together. Being the rivalry that it is, we do know them well. They got five seniors that have been playing a long time and have been living for this year, so they're a tough team. They've 23 wins. They're very deserving of the number one seed, of course, and we've met them in the last two playoffs in the subsection finals, so I'm sure they remember that. Our guys, we just got to worry about what we can do and how we can approach the game, and like I said, we do have some data from December when we played them in different matchup issues and different matchup opportunities for us. So I think we'll take what we can from that game, and then also how they've been playing the last month of the season. They've played some really good teams and really beat them well. They beat Belle Plaine pretty bad. They beat Waseca pretty bad. So take some of that information and try to put a really good game plan together, and hopefully are able to execute it and have a chance at the end.
And they beat New Richland pretty bad, too, on Tuesday. Almost scored 199-58. That's not a huge shocker, though. New Richland struggled this year, and they've had some injuries and so forth. So not a big shocker in that one, wouldn't you think?
No. I mean, you know, New Richland does have some good athletes. I'm sure they hung around for a little bit, but Lake Crystal is just, you know, so much better than them as a basketball team. And maybe the shocking part is that New Richland scored 58 points against Lake Crystal, but I'm sure that was some different lineups throughout the game and different players playing and stuff like that. So don't really take much from that game. Maybe more information for us comes from when they played the Norwoods, the Belle Plains, and the Wasikas of the world, you know, those types of teams, and try to take some information from those and then, you know, put a game plan together.
All right, Chad, final thoughts here then. What do you do this time around that might tip the scales in your favor?
Well, I think we got to do a really good job of guarding the basketball. They're very good on the dribble drive. And the reason for that is they're really good at penetrating the basketball, getting into the paint, and creating some shots for their three-point shooters. They got a couple of excellent three-point shooters that can, you know, go for six, seven, eight threes in a game. We got to be able to contain that. And then, of course, with those three-point shots are long rebounds, so you got to be able to rebound the basketball very well. And then offensively, they do some different things defensively. They'll throw some different zones at us and got to be ready for those. And then they do some different man-to-man stuff that we got to be ready for. We've prepared for it. We're ready for it. Now we just got to execute it. And if we do that, we're going to have a chance to win.
All right, there you go, folks. Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. If you're looking for a fun time, it's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now up to $4,800. And coming up at the Blue Bear this Saturday, it's Semper Fi Karaoke. And this Sunday, it's another Pfeffer Card Tournament. And Saturday the 16th, enjoy the Liver and Onion Feed. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Vernon Center Lumber is your Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Marvin Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop into Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center. Ready to go here from Fairmont. Starting lineups: Wyatt Burr, 6'7" junior; Zach Trio, 6-foot sophomore; Arden Polacek, 6-foot senior; Aaron Polacek, 6-foot senior; and Carson Healy, 6'1" sophomore. The starters for Maple River: Burr jumping at center court with Jack Brockman, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial controls the opening tap. Jack Brockman, 6'4" senior; Ethan Anderson, 6'2" senior; Jameis Allman, 6-foot senior. There's a three-point try from the top. No good by Ethan Weens. He is also one of the starters, 6-foot senior. And the other starter, Mason Anderson, 6-1 senior. The starters for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Their opening three-point shot, no good. And Maple River has the rebound. And here comes the white-clad Eagles with their green trim here tonight, trying to pull the upset here this evening. Inside to Burr, they kick it back out. Runner in front, no good by Trio. And battle underneath for the rebound. It went off a Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial underneath. And so it will belong to the Eagles under their own basket. Just underway, first of two here at Fairmont tonight. Wasika folks are here getting ready for their game coming up. The second semifinal here in Fairmont instead of Mankato East this year. And there's a two-point shot. Good right wing. Aaron Polacek gets on the board for Maple River. And the Eagles draw first blood as Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial now into the front court. Allman, left side, Brockman. Brockman to the corner now. Mason Anderson Off to Brock Mano. Nice gliding move through the lane, and he lays it in for his first two. Brockman is a tremendous athlete. And he's a lot of fun to watch. We saw him against Blue Earth Area earlier this year and had a tremendous game in that one. Maple River ball now. Burr on top, penetrating into the lane. Spins, looked like he traveled, no call. There's a kick out to the right side. And a two-point shot just inside the stripe there by Polacek. Aaron Polacek, no good. And it went out of bounds near sideline off of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. So Maple River will get the ball. And the Eagles inbound to the backcourt. Aaron Polacek. Polacek across the line near the top of the key. Polacek. Bounce pass in the lane. Underneath, Healy has it. Goes back to Burr, and his shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound off for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Brockman into the front court. Drops it off now for Ethan Anderson. Ethan, left side. Down to the corner, Mason Anderson, and a whistle of foul. Our first foul of the game on Maple River. It's on Carson Healy, his first, and as we mentioned, the first of the game. Knights inbound from underneath, lobbed into Mason Anderson. Right side, Brockman, down to the corner. Here's a three-point try. Good from the left corner by Jameis Allman. And he gets his first bucket of the night, a three-pointer, puts Lake Crystal up by a 5-2 margin as Maple River brings it into the front court. Aaron Polacek now to Arden. Arden on the left wing, on top. Burr playing way out on the perimeter. Here's a drive into the lane. Shot in front, no good by Aaron Polacek. And on the rebound, a foul called on Maple River, and it's on Healy again. And that's his second already. So Carson Healy picks up his second. We'll get a substitution here right away. It's Maple River now checking in Cole Davis, the 6-foot freshman. And that's okay anyway. Davis, of course, a very capable 3-point shooter that may help the Eagles in this one here tonight. So Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial ball. They lead 5-2. Mason Anderson brings it into the front court. Gets it back on top. Brockman looks at the three, now dribbles to the elbow right side. Kicks it off left wing for Ethan Weens. Weens penetrates the lane out to Mason Anderson, and he hits the three. And it's quickly an 8-2 Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial lead. Maple River into the front court. Zach Trio on the dribble on top. Around to the left side, Arden Polacek drives into the lane. Kicks it back out to Aaron. Now quickly moved around right side, Trio. Over to the corner, Arden Polacek penetrates, lost the ball. First turnover on Maple River. Here come the Knights back the other way again. Brockman into the front court, left corner. And Weens kicks it out for a three-pointer. It's off no good this time by Ethan Anderson. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagle ball into the front court. Trio off now for Aaron Polacek. Here's Cole Davis on top. Down to the right side, Aaron Polacek. Left corner, Arden Polacek. Back to Aaron. Lobbed inside. Burr kicks it out right corner around to Davis. Left side, Aaron Polacek. Left corner, partially blocked shot by Arden Polacek. And the rebound to Lake Crystal. Great defense by the Knights on that series. And here comes the Knights back the other way. Right side, Brockman, three-pointer right wing, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Burr underneath. Aaron Polacek, into the front court. Right side, Burr goes to the basket. Banks went off, but it's no good. Rebound off for the Knights. Not a good shooting start here for Maple River. Right side, three-point shot, no good by Ethan Weens. And Maple River there for the rebound. Substitutions coming for Lake Crystal here as Aaron Polacek dribbles into the front court. Polacek. Left elbow to Trio, right wing. There's a three-point try, no good by Cole Davis. And Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial on the rebound. Right side, they kick one out to the wing to Ethan Anderson. Left side now, Jameis Allman has it. Back on top now, Ethan Weens. And his pass batted loose, and it's going to be a steal for Maple River. First turnover on the Knights. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Goes left side for Arden. Arden dribbles back around to the top. Now left side, Cole Davis. Davis on the wing. Gets it inside. Burr. They collapse on him. He lost it. Now his shot blocked in front. And the rebound to the Knights on the fast break. Down underneath. And the layup good at the other end by Mason Anderson. And a timeout, Maple River. 12:27 to go. First half. 10-2. Knights jump out to an 8-point lead. Back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Maple River ball after the timeout. And a three-point try by Wyatt Burr from the top is blocked again. And then a foul after the blocked shot. Aaron Polacek picks up his first. That's the third on Maple River. No fouls for the Knights yet. They have the ball again. Round to the left corner in the game now is Jack Gehringer off the bench. Inside Brockman, turns, shoots in front, and got it. Brockman with four, and it's a 10-point lead for the Knights. 12-2, 11:49 to go here in the first half. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Left side Arden. On top Davis. Elbow right side trio. Kick back out. Arden Polacek, very good defense here by the Knights. They are blocking shots, and now a travel call on Zach Trio. Second turnover on Maple River, and it's going to go back to the Knights again. 11:33 to go in the first half. It's been all Knights so far. 12-2 the score. Eagles having a rough time shooting here as well. And here's a baseline drive, trying to kick it out. It's tipped around, but scooped up there by Mason Anderson. Right side, three-pointer, good by Jameis Allman. 6 points for Allman. And now a 15-2 lead here for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. This is not starting the way the Eagles had hoped. Inside, Burr. Burr back out, penetrating and shooting is Aaron Polacek, and he's fouled. Will go to the line to shoot two as the Knights get their first foul of the evening. That's on Brockman, his first and the first on the Knights. So here's Aaron Polacek at the line to shoot two for the Eagles. First free throw on the way and good. 3 points for Polacek. Second free throw coming. And that one is good. Polacek gets them both. 4 points for him. 15-4. 10:50 to go here in the first half. Knight ball into the front court. Left corner for a three-point air ball put up there by Charlie Gengler, who checked in here a little bit ago for the Knights. And the Eagles on the rebound. Into the front court. Now in there for the Eagles, Avery Bergeman. He has checked in. 6 foot freshman. He mentioned Jack Gehringer in there, 5'8", sophomore for the Knights. And also Charlie Gengler, 5'11", sophomore. Eagles ball on top for a three-point shot. Aaron Polacek, no good. Bergeman gets the rebound, is put back underneath, no good. And the rebound batted around and finally cleared out of there by the Knights. Gengler into the front court, and he slices into the lane, but his shot blocked by Burr out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Knights under their own basket. And inbounding to the free throw line area to Brockman. Back around to the corner. And that one is good by Ethan Anderson. His first point's a three-pointer. 18-4 now. Eagles, or the Knights, have four threes here so far in the first half. Eagle ball. Cole Davis, right side. Gets it off now to Trio. Trio dumps it underneath. Burr's shot, no good, but he's fouled. Couldn't quite get it in to have a chance at the three-point play. And the foul's on Ethan Anderson, his first, the second on the Knights. And it'll be Wyatt Burr now at the free throw line. First free throw on the way, good. Ethan Weens back in there for the Knights. And Burr will have his second free throw coming. Mason Anderson getting ready to check back in for the Knights. Burr hits the second free throw. He's got two. 18-6 now. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in control here early. 9:39 left to go till halftime. And into the front court, Mason Anderson on the dribble for the Knights. Gets it on top for Brockman. Back to Anderson. Now to Ethan Weens. He lost the dribble there for a moment, but the Knights get it back. And now down to the baseline where Trio commits a foul. So Zach Trio with his first foul. That's four on Maple River. And Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will inbound from underneath. Inbounded on top. Weens has it. Dribbles up the lane. Kicks it out to the right corner. Now back on top for a three-point try. It's no good by Jack Erringer. And it went out of bounds underneath. Off of Maple River, they say. And so Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will inbound under their own basket. Inbounded on top. Weens has it. Drives up the left side. Shot in front. No good by Weens. Rebound rolled around to the corner. And it goes off of Lake Crystal. It will belong to Maple River. Eagle ball. A little bit of backcourt man pressure, it looks like here. For Lake Crystal. And the Eagles just dribble it into the front court with Aaron Polacek. Now off to Trio. Trio, right side Davis to Avery Bergman, who takes it in for the layup. Nice quick move by Avery there for the bucket. And it's 18-8. Knights back the other way. Left side, Brockman now penetrating the lane. Oh, nice feed underneath, and the reverse layup good by Jack Erringer. Erringer with his first two of the game. And here come the Eagles now. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Left side, Bergman. Bergman around to the top, dishes off to Burr. Burr backs his way in and is tripped and goes down, and a foul called on the Knights. Fouls on Gehringer, I believe. Yep, that's going to be his first and the third on the Knights. Maple River will inbound from underneath. Aaron Polacek can't find anybody. Now he finally gets it into Burr, and his bank shot rims out. Wow. Tough shooting here for Maple River early. Knight ball now. Back the other way. Three-pointer. Good. Left side by Ethan Anderson. Six for him. 23-8. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Maple River ball out on top. There's a dump off to Trio. Now left side Bergman knocked away from him. And it will stay Eagle ball. Brockman checking back in for the Knights. And now a timeout. 7:46 to go. First half, 23-8. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial leads. We're back in a moment.
It's Josh here from Mapleton Marine. Are you ready to take your boating experience to the next level? Say goodbye to unreliable starts and hello to seamless adventures with a brand new Mercury motor from Mapleton Marine. Our turnkey start technology ensures hassle-free boating so you can spend less time tinkering and more time enjoying the water. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Upgrade to a Mercury motor today and cruise into spring with confidence. Visit Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton or MapletonMarine.com. Because, after all, life is better on a boat.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111. Or visit newway-knh.com. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Maple River inbounds after the timeout, and a foul called right away on Ethan Weens, his first and the fourth on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Eagles inbound from underneath. They'll lob it on top to Davis. Off now to Bergman, and now Aaron Polacek will set things up. Polacek on top with it. Elbow right side trio to Bergman. Bergman back out trio. Trio drives into the lane. Little turnaround shot. Good. Nice move there by Zach Trio for his first two. 23-10 now. Lake Crystal still comfortably in front. Left side on the dribble. Jameis Allman to the corner. Brockman almost had to save that one in the corner on a rough pass there. Around for a three by Allman, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. And Aaron Polacek now will bring it into the front court. Polacek, left side for Bergman. Avery Bergman on the left wing. Goes left side for Davis. Off to Aaron Polacek. Polacek lost the dribble. Another turnover. Third on Maple River. Fast break the other way. And a foul called after the steal and the fast break on Maple River. It's on Zach Trio, and that'll be his second. Two shots here for Ethan Weens at the line here for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. First free throw on the way, rattles in and out, no good. Arden Polacek is in, Bergman's going to come out. Second free throw coming here for Ethan Weens. And that one good. First point of the night for Ethan. 24-10. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Aaron Polacek brings it across the line. Polacek. Right side now. Trio. Over to Davis. Davis back to Trio. Trio. Now penetrating the lane. Over to Aaron Polacek. Aaron out. Right side. Arden Polacek. He drives to the baseline. And is fouled by Weens again. And so Ethan Weens picks up his second foul. That's five on the Knights now. Gehringer's going to come in for Weens. Jack Gehringer in. And the Eagles inbound from underneath. Inbounded to the right corner. Arden Polacek dribbles it back around to the top. Gets it off now to Aaron Polacek. Now a handoff and a drive by Zach Trio up the right side of the lane for a layup. Trio with 4 points now, 24-12. Knights have the ball. Right side, Brockman drives the baseline. They cut off there. A little backside, weak side help there from Cole Davis, and now they try to shovel it down to the baseline. It's tipped out by Maple River. And so Lake Crystal will inbound from underneath. Inbounded near the free throw line. And Brockman spinning, shoots, banks it in. Nice drive and spinning shot there by Jack Brockman. He's got six. 26-12 now as Aaron Polacek brings it up. Left side trio. Trio around to the top. Left side Arden Polacek into Burr. Burr with two on him and an offensive foul called on Wyatt Burr. That's his first and the fourth turnover on Maple River. So it will be Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Ball. They're double posting on Burr. I tell you, they're all over. Their defense has been tremendous here tonight. And they're covering the perimeter, too. Davis has not had any good looks for three-pointers here. Inside Brockman now, lost the ball, picks it up, and he got it in. Almost stolen from him, but he ends up getting it back and the basket. 8 points for Brockman now. 28-12. Lake Crystal well in front here with 4:40 to go in the first half. Oop, and a pass through the hands of Arden Polacek. Another turnover. And a fast break layup at the other end for Mason Anderson. 7 points for Anderson and another timeout. 4:32 to go, 30-12. Lake Crystal with the lead. Back in a moment.
People are changing their lifestyle habits, feeling better, and having more energy with help from Tirzepatide and TAFE Wellness. Check out the reviews on Facebook. Nick has lost 73 pounds, sees the difference in the mirror, and his knees feel much better. He now walks 2 to 3 miles every day and has started light weightlifting and farm work. Start your weight loss journey in 2024.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Back here in Fairmont, Maple River ball, and they got a lot of work to do to get back into this one, down 30-12. Right side, Maple River ball. Arden Polacek in the lane up the right side. Now shovels it to Aaron. His shot no good as he was got into a bunch of traffic down underneath, and the rebound off for the Knights. Brockman will hand it off for Mason Anderson on top. Down around to the baseline now. Brockman kicks out left corner. Three-point shot is no good by Ethan Anderson. And the rebound to Maple River. Aaron Polacek into the front court. Leaves it for Trio. Right side now, Arden Polacek. Arden on the right side. Dumped underneath for Trio, and his layup good as they work that cutting through the lane, and Trio gets the second bucket off of that play. Lake Crystal ball back the other way. Left side now. And that's Mason Anderson off to Gehringer. He drives up, banks one up, no good. Got his own rebound. And then a whistle and a foul on Maple River on Burr. That's Wyatt's second foul now. And that should be seven on the Eagles, so a 1-1 coming now. 1-1 for Jack Gehringer. and the first one good, so he gets the bonus. 3 points now for Gehringer. Ethan Anderson back in. Mason Anderson out. And the second free throw, no good by Gehringer, but the rebound is grabbed by Jameis Allman, and the Knights have it again. Brockman driving the baseline. Over to Gehringer on top. Yeah, that's a travel. Three-point try by Ethan Anderson, but he shuffled himself over and traveled in the process. Second turnover on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. 2:57 to go in the first half. 31-14. Knights have the lead. Aaron Polachek into the front court. They trap him at half court. He gets it off to Trio in the lane to Burr. Burr's pass right side. Tipped away and stolen by the Knights. Six turnovers on Maple River now. Brockman brings it up. Spins into the lane. Ball knocked loose by Aaron Polachek. And the Eagles come up with it. Third turnover on the Knights. And Aaron Polachek will bring it up. Across the line, sets it up on top. Off to Trio. Trio right side. Now he's on top. Lost the dribble again, but he gets it over to Arden Polachek. He tries to drive the baseline. Stops, pops, and he gets the rimmer to go. Twirled around the rim a little bit, but it goes down for Arden Polachek. His first two. 31-16, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Brockman left side. Gets it over to Gehringer, now to the corner right side. There's a three-point shot put up no good by Jameis Allman in the rebound to Maple River. Our Aaron Polachek off to Trio. Trio left side for Arden Polachek, and a foul on Gehringer. Second one on him. That is six now on the Knights. Gehringer will come out, and Mason Anderson back in. Inbounded back court, Aaron Polachek. Minute 38 left to go in the first half. Aaron Polachek on top with it. Gets it off for Davis. He'll try a shot from the top. That's a three-point try. No good. And the rebound off for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And Jameis Allman brings it up on the near side. Minute 20 left to go. Off to Brockman. Brockman dribbling right side, trying to penetrate into the lane. Now gets it out to the left corner, and another three-pointer good by Mason Anderson. 10 points for Mason now, 34-16. And the Eagles back the other way. Davis right side gets it off to Trio. Trio on the right wing. Cross-court pass over to Arden Polachek. He drives on the baseline, turns around, shoots, no good. Burr's there for an offensive rebound. Back out, Davis for three. That's off, no good. And the rebound for the Knights. Up on the near side, 34 seconds to go. Jameis Allman has it out near half court. Coach Logan Manska telling him what he wants to see here. Jameis driving and shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out and out of bounds off of the Knights. Jameis Allman on the drive to the lane. No good. Maple River ball. Aaron Polachek into the front court. 7 seconds to go. Polachek left side gets it off to Trio. Now to Burr. Burr drives in, and he kind of half-heartedly jams one home to get a bucket right at the end of the first half. 34-18 will be your halftime score. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Halftime report coming up in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this to Shannon, Nordis has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at NordisHomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton. Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton provides complete toll milling services for all your swine feed needs. They also offer many marketing opportunities for your corn and soybeans with multiple delivery locations and on-farm pickup available. Call Dan Fitzsimmons or Dan Zuri at 507-524-4511 to discuss the flexible grain contracts that allow you to protect your bottom line while still participating in higher market prices. Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton, wishing the Maple River Eagles good luck.
Hi, this is Mark Greger from Greger Tiling Company in Minnesota Lake. If you have a tiling project, we currently have openings in our spring schedule. With over 30 years of drainage experience, I'm confident we can design and install the best performing drainage system for your farm. As always, our workmanship is guaranteed, and we provide our customers with the most accurate and detailed CAD maps after job completion. That's Greger Tiling on Highway 22 south of Minnesota Lake. Call me anytime at 507-327-9465 or the office at 462-3299 to discuss your drainage projects today.
Back here in Fairmont, halftime, 34-18. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Halftime report brought to you by Hodges Insurance. It's the Hodges Halftime Report. You can see Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs at Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. And Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial has used a stingy defense here tonight to open up a 34-18 lead at the half. We'll come back. First half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, here's the scoring from the first half. Maple River led by Zach Trio with 6, Wyatt Burr with 4, Aaron Polachek with 4, 2 for Arden Polachek and 2 for Avery Bergman for their total of 18. Eagles were 7 of 23 in the first half for 30%. Not good. 4 of 4 from the line and committed 6 turnovers. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial led by Mason Anderson with 10, Jack Brockman with 8, Ethan Anderson with 6, Jameis Allman with 6, and Ethan Weens with 1. Off the bench, Jack Gehringer with 3. They were 13 of 26, 50% from the floor, 2 of 4 from the line, also 50%, and they had 3 turnovers. So 34-18, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead here at halftime. And that's the Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We're back in a moment.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
7 of 23. 6 of 15. Back here at the Fairmont, Maple River's got some work to do to try to get back into this one. And Eric Ward joining us here at the half. First of all, Eric, man, I tell you, I mean, I know you didn't shoot well in the first half, but a lot of that's to do with Lake Crystal's defense. They're tough, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're super long, and, you know, you think you got an open shot, and all of a sudden they're there. Because, yep. I mean, they're quick, and, you know, they've done it before, so we got to adjust to that for sure.
Right. So the shooting is partly because of that, but, you know, we've had a couple looks that didn't go. I don't know. What can you do to try to get more offense going the second half?
Well, we need to pass better. You know, I think our answer in the first half when we couldn't get our regular open shots was just to put our head down and dribble, and that doesn't work. We've had open guys. We just got to make sure we find them. You know, they're collapsing on wide a lot. He's just got to find the open guy, and you got to shoot it like you always have.
All right. Defensively against them, they are very good on the perimeter. They've hit some threes, but they've got more than one guy that can do it, so it's tough.
Yeah, they do. You know, and then, you know, two finds them pretty well. He's a good creator, and, you know, we knew 10 could make some threes. We were going to live and die if he made a couple, and he did, which is fine, but I think they made some early, and then we kind of went away from our game plan a little bit. We got to get back to that.
All right. What'd you talk about? What's the big keys to try to get in it back in it the second half?
Just that, passing. This team can, we can make a run on this team. They're going to keep shooting, you know, just like they always do. We've done it before. You were at the game. I think we referenced Redwood. This team's better defensively than Redwood, obviously, but it's just possession by possession. You got to stack some stops.
Okay, Eric, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Eric Ward there at halftime, and we'll take a break. Back with the second half in a moment.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of our newest full-time provider, Dr. David Heine, a family medicine practitioner who is now seeing patients Monday through Thursday in our Wells Clinic. Dr. Heine specializes in all areas of family medicine and is excited to help you on your journey to better health. To schedule an appointment with Dr. David Heine in our Wells Clinic, call 507-553-6550. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Back here in Fairmont, ready to play the second half, and the Eagles got to figure out something against this Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial defense and trying to get back in it. They get the ball first. Trio on top to Burr. Kicked out left side, Arden Polacek to Trio. Quickly around to Aaron Polacek. Now down underneath for Healy. He picked up a couple of quick fouls early and sat most of the first half. There he is underneath, going up with it, and is fouled. And Carson Healy is going to get a couple of free throws. On a foul on the Knights, and it's on Ethan Weens, his third. That's the first on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial here this half. And here's Carson Healy at the free throw line. First free throw on the way is off, no good. So Healy misses the first one. He'll get his second free throw. And this one on the way, off again. Burr, though, runs the rebound down in the corner. So the Eagles get another crack at it. Trio on top. Arden Polacek to Aaron. Now Burr way out on the top of the key. They haven't had much success getting it inside to him because they're really collapsing on him. Right side, Aaron Polacek out in front. And a spinning move for the bucket there. Nice work by Aaron Polacek for that bucket. 6 points for him. 34-20. Knight ball back the other way. On top with it, Ethan Weens, and a pass left side. That goes off of Ethan Anderson, and a turnover on the Knights. That's their fourth. And Maple River will get it back again. Eagle ball as they bring it into the front court. Trio gets it off to Burr. Elbow left side to Healy, and another foul called on the Knights. Healy getting bounced around in there. Ethan Anderson gets the foul, his second, and the second on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And so Maple River will inbound from underneath. Aaron Polacek will put it in play. Gets it in left side to Arden. Now to Aaron out on top. Aaron Polacek left side to Trio. Inside, Healy underneath, lost the ball, and still a scramble. Lake Crystal's going to come up with it. Seven turnovers on Maple River now. Knight ball into the front court is Jameis Ullman. Left side, Mason Anderson to Brockman, and a whistle, and a foul on Maple River. Foul's called on Arden Polacek. First on him, and the first on the Eagles. Lake Crystal ball underneath, inbounded, three-pointer, good from the left wing by Mason Anderson. 13 for him. Those Andersons are hitting the threes here tonight for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Maple River ball, nice move there by Zach Trio, sliding up the right side of the lane, and banks one in. 8 points for him. And here's the Knights now back the other way. Spinning move into the lane. Ethan Weens. Round to the left side. Here's another three-point shot. This time no good by Mason Anderson, and the rebound off for Maple River. And Trio will bring it up on the near sideline. Trio to Burr. Off now to Arden Polacek. Arden Polacek, left wing, and looking, gets it off to Healy. Pass in the lane. Oh, Trio lost the handle on that one. Eight turnovers now, back to the Knights. Can't afford to give them opportunities, and they get a basket off of it. Mason Anderson finds his way underneath for another bucket. 15 for him now. And Trio will bring it up near side for Maple River. Trio on top. Left side now for Arden Polacek, and the ball kicked by the Knights. That's going to stay Maple River ball. They'll inbound down the far sideline. And for the Eagles, they inbound far sideline. Cole Davis checked back in for the Eagles. He has it right wing now, down to the corner for Aaron Polacek. Off now to Davis. Nice bounce pass to Burr underneath. He missed it twice, but is fouled on the second time. Wyatt's mad at himself. He thought he should have made both of those. Should have had a three-point opportunity here on the second one as he was fouled there by Ethan Anderson, his third. And the second, or the third foul on the Knights. First free throw, no good. So Burr misses the first free throw. And he'll get another one. 39-22. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial leads it. 14:48 left to go in the game. Second free throw by Burr is good. So he gets one out of two. He's got 5 points as all tonight here for Maple River. Left wing. Brockman drives into the lane. Shot up good by Brockman, and he's fouled. And a chance for a three-point play. Foul on Zach Trio, his third. That is the second foul on the Eagles. And so here is Brockman to the line now. And he makes the free throw. 11 for Jack Brockman. Brockman with his free throw there now with 11 points. Maple River ball, left side. And a bounce pass in the lane, kicked away out of bounds by Lake Crystal. And so Maple River will inbound from underneath. Inbounded right inside to Burr. He shoots in front and got it. Wyatt finally gets one inside. 7 points for him. 42-25. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Gehringer back in there. They find him alone on top for a three-pointer. 6 points now for Gehringer. And here comes the Eagles. Oh, no. Aaron Polacek lost the ball in the lane. Racing back the other way for a layup is Jack Brockman, and he missed it, but a foul called. Will put Brockman to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is called on Trio, and that is four on him now. So he is in a bit of danger here. They're going to have to substitute. Gavin Halverson's getting ready to check in for the first time here. And the first free throw was no good by Brockman. Second one is good. 12 points now for Brockman. And Maple River ball. Aaron Polacek into the front court, off to Arden. Arden, right side. Cole Davis. Davis to Aaron Polacek to Arden. Nice bounce pass into Burr. Quick ball movement back around. Halverson, left side. Arden Polacek. Arden driving into the lane, and a foul called on the Knights. Charlie Gengler got the foul. He checked in a bit ago. He's got his first, and that's the fourth foul on the Knights. Maple River inbounds underneath to Burr. Arden Polacek to the corner to Aaron. Tipped out of bounds by Gehringer over there. And so Maple River will inbound near sideline. Inbounded to Aaron Polacek. Polacek to Halverson. Around to the left side, Davis. Davis dumps it underneath for Burr. He just throws one up over his back to the basket, and it's no good, but on the rebound, a foul on Burr. That's his third. And the fourth foul on Maple River. Knights will bring it up. Mason Anderson across the line. Hands it off to Brockman. Brockman in the lane. Quick ball movement out to the right side and slicing in through the lane for a shot, Jameis Allman, but it's no good. Got his own rebound, though, and he gets it back out to Mason Anderson. Anderson on the left side. Now to the corner. Here's Allman driving in again. And he is fouled. Is the basket good? I don't think they counted the basket here. So is this two shots? Avery Bergman checks in for Maple River. The foul was on Wyatt. No, who was it on? Yeah, it was on Wyatt Burr, and that's four on him now. Wow, Burr and Trio both with four fouls. And the basket was good by Allman, so he has eight, but he missed the free throw. Maple River ball back the other way, and a bounce pass to the corner goes out of bounds, and the air is coming out of the Eagles pretty fast here right now. 48-25, Maple River trailing Lake Christowelka Memorial. 12:25 left to go in the game. Left side, Mason Anderson. Round to the top. Now goes over to Brockman. Brockman, cross-court pass, Gehringer. Anderson back over to Brockman for three, and it's good from the right wing. Jack Brockman, nothing but net. 15 now for Brockman in the game. Eagles ball. Aaron Polacek up on the far side. Gets it over to Cole Davis. Davis now to Avery Bergman. Bergman round to the top. Pass to Davis. Stolen away. Gehringer on the steal. Takes it in and is fouled. And he's going to have a couple of free throws. As he was fouled on that play by Cole Davis. First foul on Davis. Six on Maple River now. First free throw is good by Gehringer. Seven for Gehringer on the night. Off the bench here for the Knights. 52-25, Lake Christowelka Memorial with the lead. And the second free throw good by Gehringer. He hit them both. 8 points now for Gehringer. Aaron Polacek brings it up. Left side trio back in there with his four fouls. On top, around to the left side for Davis, trying to lob it into Healy. That's stolen away. 10 turnovers on the Eagles now. And the Knights have the ball. Ethan Weens back in there, has it on top. Gehringer inside Brockman, back out. Three-pointer is no good by Ethan Anderson. And the rebound to the Eagles. Davis driving in for a shot. That's blocked from behind, and Lake Christowelka Memorial comes away with it. Up on the left side, they go to the left corner. Three-pointer is good by Ethan Weens. Four for Ethan now, 56-25. Maple River ball, Aaron Polacek, and another steal on top on a lazy pass. Gengler with the steal. He missed the layup, but right behind him, it is Ethan Weens tipping it in. Timeout, 10:37 to go in the game, 58-25. Lake Crystal back in a moment.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River Basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
Back here in Fairmont, Maple River ball as they bring it up. Avery Bergman has it on top, off to Aaron Polacek, and another pass too high and stolen away for another layup. Good at the other end by Ethan Weens, and now Eagles just getting a little bit sloppy here. 8 points now for Ethan Weens. Off the 11th turnover by Maple River, 60-25. And here's a pass left side, Burr. Had to dig that one away, but there's a foul called on the Knights. It's on Brockman, his second. And the fifth foul on the Knights. It is a 35-point spread right now, so we would have running clock in 59 seconds here if it stays that way. Here's Aaron Burr. Aaron Pomlechek. Right side. Avery Bergman. Now back on top again. Pomlechek. Over to the right side. There's a drive to the baseline. Back out for a three. Good by Trio. 11 now for Zach Trio. Knights back the other way. Jameis Allman on top with it. Over to the right side for Ethan Anderson. To Weens. Ethan Weens around to Anderson again. Ethan Anderson, left corner Gehringer. Whoop, and a foul, and Trio just fouled out of the game as he knocked Gehringer down from behind. And Zach Trio's fifth foul. He is out with 9:11 left to go. And he'll finish with 11 points. Well, it's a 1-1 now for Gehringer. 8 points for Jack Gehringer. And here's the first free throw. It's good, so the bonus coming for Gehringer. 9 points for Jack Gehringer. And here's his bonus free throw. That one's short, no good. Rebound Maple River. And Aaron Pomlechek will bring it up. Pomlechek penetrating the lane, shoots just inside the free throw line, and he gets it. 8 points now for Aaron. Knight ball back the other way, left corner, three-pointer, good by Ethan Weens. 11 points for him, 64-30 now the lead. And a foul in the backcourt called on Ethan Weens, his fourth. Substitution, Lucas Wells into the into the game now for the Knights. Wells is a 5'10 senior. And here comes Maple River back the other way. And that one knocked away from Aaron Pomlechek. It'll stay Eagle ball. They'll inbound underneath with 8:36 left to go. Inbounded by Aaron Pomlechek. To Arden now, right side. Off to Aaron. Aaron trying to get it inside to Burr, and it's stolen away by Jameis Allman. Allman, right side, driving. Now he lost the handle on it, and Aaron Pomlechek steals it back. Pomlechek back the other way for the Eagles. Three-point try, Davis, no good. Rebound, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Pass ahead, left corner, Gehringer. Back on top. Around, three-pointer, off, no good. Taken there by Ethan Weens, and the rebound off for Maple River. Arden Pomlechek to Aaron. Aaron Pomlechek to Bergman, left side, Arden Pomlechek again, driving into the lane. Gets it off to Burr. Burr spinning, gets a bounce pass down underneath, now gets it off to Aaron Pomlechek, and he's fouled as he goes to the basket. And it is on Ethan Anderson. That's his fourth. Aaron Pomlechek shooting two. First free throw on the way from Pomlechek is good. 9 points for Pomlechek. Second free throw coming up. And that one is off, no good. Rebound to the Knights. Pass ahead left side. Gehringer back to Jameis Allman. Pass in the lane. Stolen away, trying to get it into Lucas Wells. Eagles coming back the other way. Davis drives the baseline. Back around. Avery Bergman on top to Arden Pomlechek. Now Bergman. Bergman looking inside, trying to get it back. Now it's stolen away. And, oh, the layup missed at the other end by Jameis Allman. And on the rebound, a foul called on the Knights on Allman. That's his first. And we'll go to the other end for free throws. Arden Polacek is going to go to the line for the Eagles. 7:06 left to go in the game, 64-31. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. First free throw is good by Aaron Polacek, or by Arden, rather. 3 points for him. And the second free throw is on the way and rims out no good. Rebound off for the Knights. Up on the far side, Ethan Weens. Weens back on top for Ethan Anderson. Around to the left side, Gehringer. Ethan Anderson over to Weens. Inside, Wells. Back out, three-point shot. Good by Ethan Anderson. 9 points for him, and it's 67-32. And there's a shot right side, no good by the Eagles, taken from the right wing, and the rebound, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. It's 35 points on the board, so we're in running clock here now with 6:17 left to go in the game. Elbow right side, Wells, back around. Pass in the lane. Wells back out. Three-point shot. Good again, this time by Ethan Weens. And now a timeout. 6:03 to go. 70-32. Lake Crystal leads. Back in a moment.
If you're looking for a fun time, it's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now up to $4,800. And coming up at the Blue Bear this Saturday, it's Semper Fi Karaoke. And this Sunday, it's another Pfeffer Card Tournament. And Saturday the 16th, enjoy the Liver and Onion Feed. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Vernon Center Lumber is your Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Marvin Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop into Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Arden Polacek right after the timeout drives up the lane and gets a basket. Polacek now with 5 points in the game. Some substitutions made during that timeout, and now the Knights throw it away. We do have running clock here, 70-34. It's Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Eagles have checked in Carson Urban, 5'1 junior. Healy's back in. And the Knights have a bunch of substitutions here as well. But Eagles ball, Tyler Hines in the game now, 5'10 freshman. On top for Halverson. Halverson on the elbow left side gets it off to Tyler Hines. Penetrating into the lane is Carson Urban. Lost the handle on it, and Lake Crystal gets it back. Caden Larson with the ball now. Charlie Gengler to Larson again. Left side, Wells. Reversed around, Gengler. On top, Larson to Gengler, right wing. In the lane, 33 is Braden Strenge. 6 foot senior, now a steal by Maple River. And a foul after the steal is going to be called on Caden Larson. And that's going to create some free throws here for Maple River. We'll take another quick 30-second break. 70-34, Lake Crystal leads. Back in a moment.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. for experienced legal representation and convenient service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Carson Urban at the free throw line makes the first free throw. The second one, no good. Eagles get the rebound, though, and working underneath, Carson Healy gets a basket in there. That's his first 2 points. And it's 70-37. Lake Crystal ball now. Here's a three-point try. Good by Caden Larson. Caden Larson hits the three. 73-37. Maple River ball now once again. Caleb Thompson in the game. Now gets it off and a drive up the lane. Shot no good by Gavin Halverson. Rebound Eagles, though. Halverson has it out on the left wing. Now to Urban. Carson Urban to Halverson. Around to the right wing. Back to Halverson. He drives on a runner and it's up off the glass. No good. But a foul called. He is going to put Halverson to the line to shoot two. Foul was called on Wells, and that's his first. Halverson's first free throw is good, and the first point of the evening for Halverson. Halverson gets free throw number two. Running clock here. We're down to 2:06 left to go. 73-38. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with the lead. Second free throw good. Halverson hits them both. 2 points for him. Nolan Nays, a 6'3 junior, in there now for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And the Knights have the ball. Caden Larson into the front court. Right wing over to Logan Sandmeyer, who checked in here a little bit ago as well. Sandmeyer. Now a steal over in the corner. Coming up with that one was Carter Eichhorn for Maple River. Off now to Carson Mann. To Urban. Round to the left side. Here's Mann again. And that one passed back to the top. And it goes into the backcourt and over and back on Maple River. 1:07 left to go. And the Knights inbound near side. Lobbed over to the right wing. Down to the baseline to Nolan Nays. Back around Caleb Dudgeon in the game now. There's a shot underneath by Nays that won't go. Rebound off for Maple River. 44 seconds left to go. Into the front court with it. Tyler Hines. Off now to Carson Mann. Mann to Urban. Urban now on the baseline and a driving bucket by Gavin Halverson. He's got four in the game now. And it's 73-41. Down to 20 seconds to go. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial's going to dribble this one out. And the game is going to be history. 73-41 going to be your final score here. In this subsection semifinal, 73-41, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial rolls into the subsection championship. And we'll play the winner of the second game here in Fairmont tonight. That'll be on Monday. We'll be back post-game coming up after this timeout.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Attention all lake lovers, spring is around the corner and that means it's time to get your boat or pontoon in tip-top shape for the upcoming season. Hi, it's Josh here from Mapleton Marine. We're offering an exclusive spring tune-up special. Our experienced technicians will ensure your vessel is running smoothly and efficiently so you can enjoy every moment on the water without worries. Don't let mechanical issues ruin your boating experience. Schedule your tune-up today at Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton or MapletonMarine.com because, after all, life is better on a boat.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111. Or visit newway-knh.com. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
One thing I truly believe is the importance of taking care of our veterans. Hi, this is Dr. Shane Tafe of Tafe Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona. And I have found that many veterans are unaware that as part of your VA benefits, you can receive chiropractic care at no cost to you. As a preferred VA provider, we can help you navigate this process. Give us a call at 515-575-9123 to see how we can help you stay feeling your best. Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com.
Back here in Fairmont, first game is over. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial with a 73-41 win over Maple River. So the Knights now wait to see who they'll play. It's Waseca and Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton in game two here in Fairmont. Coming up in just a little bit. All right, scoring in tonight's game. Let's get to that here. We'll start with Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Three players in double figures for them. They were led by Jack Brockman with 15, and Mason Anderson also had 15. 14 for Ethan Weens. 9 for Ethan Anderson. 8 for Jameis Allman. And then off the bench, Jack Gehringer with 9 and Caden Larson with 3. For their total of 73. Maple River, they're scoring tonight. Zach Trio fouled out with 9:11 to go in the game. Actually led them in scoring with 11. 9 for Aaron Polacek, 7 for Wyatt Burr, 5 for Arden Polacek, and 2 for Carson Healy. Off the bench, Gavin Halverson with 4, 2 for Avery Bergman, and 1 for Carson Urban. For their total of 41. So Maple River finishes right at 500, 14-14 on the year. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial raises their record now to 22-4, is it? And so they wait to see who they will play in the subsection championship game. That'll be at MSU on Monday night. It's the late game at 7:45, and it'll either be Waseca and Seth Anderson's crew there or Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, depending on who wins game two here tonight in Fairmont. We'll come back and wind things up here at Fairmont coming up after this timeout.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It's time to visit the Nordis Stone Center in Minnesota Lake. Did you know Nordis American Home carries the largest stone color selections in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa? Whether it's adding stone to the exterior of your home, interior wall, or fireplace, our in-house designer will guide you through the selection process for all your projects. Professional installation through independent contractors. Nordis Stone Center, Highway 22 in Minnesota Lake. NordisHomes.com. Start your next project with Nordis.
Back here in Fairmont, first game of the semifinals are history here tonight as Maple River never really in the game. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial used a very stingy defense and it just made it really difficult for Lake Crystal Welcome or for Maple River to score. And they were 7 of 23 at halftime, shooting for 30%. That's kind of the way the first half went. 34-18 was the score at halftime. And a lot of that was due to Lake Crystal's defense. Very difficult to get decent looks. And passing is difficult. They cover so much of the lanes. And it makes for a tough goal for the Maple River offense. So the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Knights waiting to see who they'll play now. Game two coming up here shortly as Waseca takes on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. And unfortunately, that's it for winter sports for us. Maple River was the final team of our group of schools that we cover to fall here in the playoffs. And so it's all over for us for the winter sports season, but we'll be bringing you spring sports coming up, bringing you some baseball and softball again during the month of April and May. So hope you'll join us for some of those games here coming up here this spring. Once again, the final score, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 73, Maple River 41. Thanks to Katie back in the studio running the controls for us here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Playoff Basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by BMB Construction of Good Thunder, by the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Mapleton Marine of Mapleton, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Granger Tiling Company of Minnesota Lake, the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona, Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, Vernon Center Lumber, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Stateline Cooperative, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, Protein Sources Milling of Mapleton, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, Maple River Boys Basketball Association, and by Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center. Maple River Boys Basketball is a presentation of KBEW-FM Sports.
The most country. Won't you save me the trouble?
This is really great.
98 Country.
See you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. In my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go. This flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know. Cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance. Baby, this is turning to a wish.
Feeling it with Kane Brown, Carrie Underwood, and Megan Maroney on the way. Beer maker Guinness announced a collaboration with Tipsy Scoop. It's called Lucky Sunday's Guinness Draft Ice Cream. It's got maple pancake crunch. A pint of ice cream contains 5% alcohol by volume, which means you have to be 21 and older to purchase it. And they will have this product in stores just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, choice. Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pets' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Let's go in 3, 2, 1.
98 Country, broadcasting all along the Minnesota-Iowa border.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a glue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Country reminds you to like our Facebook page for programming information, contests, and more. Just search for KBEW 98 Country.
My buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. Mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long. Song.
checked in the hotel, heartbreak. Past rock bottom on the way without leaving my living room. I've been in million places, but they're all up in my head. Overdrinking, overthinking ever since you left. Watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, hotter than that airplane, sadder than a country song. And down the highway, yeah, we're but my way. Ever since you moved on, I've been gone. Sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than a freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. And down the highway, in a weird but my way, ever since you moved on.
Bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drinks has me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB? Somewhere. Peaked in high school. I'm not pretty.
Megan Maroney, and I'm Not Pretty. Let's check birthdays for the 7th of March. Jenna Fischer played Pam in The Office. Bryan Cranston was Walter White on Breaking Bad. Amanda Gorman, the poet. Wanda Sykes, the comedian. Laura Prepon is Donna from That 70s Show. Rachel Weisz is Evie from the Mummy franchise. Brandon T. Jackson was Percy Jackson. Sarah Squirm is on Saturday Night Live. And if it's your special day today, happy birthday. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
Oh, it's so big.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, really.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. By 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we sit on the river and we fish all day, and we drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
She had I heard from across the room. If we
We were standing face to face. I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away.
Son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
Hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
The joke's on me and it ain't funny. Everybody but me could see the punchline coming my way. I've heard it so many times I could tell it to the tee. Believe me, I could sell it all day. It goes, a guy walks into a bar, orders a drink, sees a girl that catches his eye, ask her if she wants another, to fall for each other and end up lovers alive. She won't.
He's from Sunnyside, Washington. Zach Topp is his name. The song sounds like the radio. You know what just came out on the streaming services? The new movie, Ricky Stenicki, with John Cena and Zac Efron. Oh, looks funny. I look forward to that one. Another option on the streaming services is this Garth Brooks documentary of his new bar, Friends in Low Places. It's now out on Amazon Prime.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as